Rev 10 Podcast for Tuesday, April 26th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
Now give me that remote! What do I look like, a chair?
Rev 10. She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah!
Yeah!
Podcast.
All right. Tremendous. What a tremendous day it is today. I hope you're having a great day today, wherever you are listening to this podcast. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. You've reached the Rev 10 Podcast, and this podcast is all about bringing hope to people just like you all around the world. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I want to speak hope into your life today. Now, you can always go and find the show notes by going to RevTim.com. Or to our new link there at podshownotes.com. Podshownotes.com will take you right to the Rev 10 Podcast show notes page. At the show notes page, you'll find all the scripture verses and music references, as well as a link to Podcast Alley, where pretty quick here, you're going to get to vote in the new May voting system. Now, I heard the other day that the voting system is going to be changed again. Whatever it turns out to be, we would love for you to visit the site, maybe go through all of the Godcasters and cast a vote for us there. But at any rate, check out godcast.org and see all the different podcasts that are available there. You can also email us a comment at feedback@revtim.com or leave us a voicemail at the voicemail comment line, 815-301-8600. So all of those things are opportunities that you have to reach us. Another great day in the San Francisco Bay Area, but I heard rain is coming this weekend, so maybe by the time I record the next podcast, it will be raining here. I'll let you know, just to keep you up with the weather on the West Coast. Well, I want to start it out a little bit light today. I want to talk about some things, because I love to go to the movies, and I've learned lots of things by going to movies. Maybe you have too. I went this past weekend to the theater, but we rent the Netflix thing all the time, and we love that as a family. But here's some things that you would never know without the movie industry. All right, here's the first one. Things you would never know without the movie industry. All right, here we go. Large loft-style apartments in New York City are well within the price range of most people, whether they're employed or not. The next one, at least one of a pair of identical twins is born evil. Here's another one. When you turn out the light to go to bed, everything in your room will still be clearly visible, just slightly bluish. Other things that you would never know without the movie industry. Most dogs are immortal. Or, all grocery shopping bags contain at least one stick of French bread. Here's another one. It's easy for anyone to land a plane, providing there is someone in the control tower to talk you down. Another thing that you would never know without the movie industry is, you're very likely to survive any battle in a war unless you make the mistake of showing someone a picture of your sweetheart back home. How about this one? The Eiffel Tower can be seen from any window in Paris. And just a couple of more. Even when driving down a perfectly straight road, it is necessary to turn the steering wheel vigorously from left to right every few moments. Another one? A detective can only solve a case once he has been suspended from duty. And the last thing that you would never know without the movie industry, television news bulletins usually contain a story that affects you personally at the precise moment. So there are some things that you can learn from the movie industry and that we have learned over the years. Well, today I'm going to talk to you about some things that I found in a Rick Warren article. Rick Warren is the pastor at Saddleback Church in Southern California. But I want to talk about six characteristics of a satisfying marriage. Six characteristics of a satisfying marriage. And what he's really talking about, it kind of got him to think about this, is that his wife had breast cancer and the doctors hospitalized her and she was just going through a very difficult time. And during that time, what he said was that he sat there and he just quietly thanked God for his wife and the amazing invention of marriage. You know, it's true. Marriages have a lot of ups and downs. And I am certain also that God uses marriage for teaching us unselfishness, for teaching us sensitivity, for teaching us sacrifice, and also for how he uses it to teach us mature love. And so I want to talk about six characteristics that you can practice for a satisfying marriage. The first thing is this: communication. Communication, and really this skill in marriage is something that you have to learn. It's a process and it's a practice. You have to put this in place every single day. Without communication in your life, you will be destroyed in your marriage. In Newsweek once, it was quoted that an average couple spends only 4 minutes a day talking to each other. The bottom line is you gotta talk more to each other. Spend time in communication. The second one is consideration. Now, the Bible teaches us that we should show our love by helping each other, by being helpful to each other. And if we're considerate to each other, it really simply means paying attention to what your spouse says and showing them common respect and common courtesy, stopping and thinking about what their needs are and being considerate of each other. Communication, consideration. The third one is compromise. You know, we're taught in the Bible that love does not demand its own way. 1 Corinthians 13:5 in the Living Bible, it says that. You see, the unloving thing is to try to change and try to grow up or do something and make your spouse be someone different than they really are. But the fact is that we should really yield our rights and learn the art of negotiation and compromise. So when you have compromise, it's a good thing. You know, a lot of marriages die from inflexibility before they'll die from adultery, alcoholism, or even abuse. They'll stick together in those situations. But really, compromise is something that can go a long way in helping your marriage.
You're listening to the Rev. Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day. Song of the day.
No time to waste. Get on your feet and run the race. They say, slow down. I see no way, no how. They say, just wait. I say, don't hesitate. Oh man, on it comes. Feeling like I see you. I tell the one who knows. Starting over has never felt so good.
woman. Take this part, belong to dreams, make them reality. I should have known the time would finally come. I could throw away the past, look towards eternity. Red light, green light, let's go tonight. No time to waste, let's run the race.
That's Sum of One. The song is called I Should Have Known. And you can find information about how to get that for yourself by going to podshownotes.com. That's where you can find the Rev Tim podcast show notes. All right, so we have six characteristics of a satisfying marriage, and we talked about communication, consideration, and compromise. Well, the fourth one is courtship. And really, you know, I tell you what, if there was more courting in marriage, Rick Warren saying in this article, if there was more courting in marriage, there would be fewer marriages in court. Basically, you need to date your spouse. You need to date your mate, and you need to make your relationship with each other a priority. And you need to specifically develop things that you like to do together. Become very happy hanging out with each other and meeting the needs of each other in that way. The fifth one is commitment. You know, it's really interesting because media articles all the time now, they're lately saying headlines like, you know, things like strong commitment brings satisfaction, or commitment, the key to marriage. Headlines like that are being seen all throughout the media industry. And the fact is, when you commit to each other in the relationship of your marriage, it can make a tremendous difference. We had some great marriage counseling when we were first, when my wife and I were engaged, and we went through some premarital counseling. And one thing that was told to us is you should never mention or threaten each other or even use the word divorce when it comes to your marriage. And let me tell you, my wife and I have kept that commitment to each other. We don't even joke about that kind of thing. We are committed to each other, and we have been married for over 21 years now. And the last one is Christ. So we have communication, consideration, compromise, courtship, commitment, and Christ. And the reason that I bring that one in is because the Bible tells us that Jesus really gives us the power to love in the exact way that it should be. He is the greatest example of love, and we should have a desire to become like him. And we should have a desire to treat our spouse like Christ would treat our spouse. Marriage and Divorce magazine discovered that one out of every three marriages end in divorce. But when the couple is married in a church ceremony and they attend a church regularly and they pray and read the Bible together, the chances drop from one out of every three to one out of every 1,105. That's an amazing statistic. So bringing God and Christ into your marriage and having a relationship with the Lord is something that can definitely be a side benefit that would affect your entire life, including your marriage. So take these six things and begin to just think about them, mull them over, play this over again, think about it. Show notes page is podshownotes.com. And don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley, especially once May 1st hits. Go there and right away think about the old Rev Tim podcast and the rest of Godcasters. We would appreciate that. Rev Tim is a member of the Godcast Network, and you can check them out at godcast.org. So until next time, this is the Rev Tim. Thanks for tuning in, and God bless you.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit podcastalley.com and vote for the Rev Tim podcast. Podcastalley.com. Make your vote count today.
Until next time, this is the Rev Tim. Your service to the King begins now.